Hi, welcome to a new episode of Bite Size Bible Podcast. This is Laura Bentley. I'm sitting here with Faith Kemmler again to talk about a question that we've both been asked quite a few times, which is, I want to start reading the Bible more, but where do I start? Do I just open it up at the beginning? Do I open up to a random page? What about when I get to Leviticus? What am I supposed to do with this book in front of me? So we wanted to start with the kind of the questions that we would ask back, because we don't have like a one size fits all answer to this. So I wanted to hand it over to Faith to kind of like what she would say back to you if you ask her, yeah, where should I start?
Yeah, so probably one of the most infuriating things about me is that I'll ask you a question back to your question.
Very Jesus-y on that.
I mean, he's kind of an inspiration. It's so if you were to come to me and say, where should I start? What should I do? My question back to you is, what are you looking for? What is your motivation? What do you want out of that? And some people might know and have an answer for that, but some might not know. And so we're going to go back and forth a little of some of the different answers we've gotten to that or directions we've seen people looking for when they're looking to open the Bible. So my questions of, are you looking for a devotional? Are you looking for something that is going to help you get deeper into the study of the text? Are you looking for a daily read or a weekly, or what is the timing that you're looking for in that sense? Are kind of like some of the places I'd start. What about you, Bentley?
I would penetrate your heart even more with, are you trying to find comfort? Are you questioning who God is, or wanting to kind of work through some big questions you have? Are you, just trying to understand your faith better? Or maybe you're new to faith and want to understand what this is that we're talking about on Sundays, or if you're at Veritas, or, you know, wherever you've come into this community. Or maybe you're kind of doing the thing that you have been told that you're supposed to do, which is read scripture every day. I know that's a lot of my own practice of reading the Bible, I think, originated from just being told whenever I was a teenager, you should read your Bible more. And not necessarily a bad motivation either, but it kind of, depending on if you're looking for comfort after a loved one has passed away, or that you're dealing with like a diagnosis, versus you have some really big questions about who God is, versus you just feel like you should be doing this, kind of I would end up with some different answers of where to begin.
Another question that is worth asking people is, who are you looking to connect with scripture, and how can you connect with others when you're reading?
Yeah, so that's one of the things we're talking about more, like if you're just going to pick this up on your own, but even whenever we're reading individually, interpretation and discerning what God is saying through scripture is always a communal act. And so I always encourage people, and in my own practice of reading scripture, pretty much always have another book or podcast or something in hand that is someone else's take on it. I know I'm a very, very big fan of the small groups and Bible studies that we have going on, that it's a way that you're able to physically be in a space and connect with people. But if you also want to have a daily practice or a weekly practice of reading on your own, to be able to hold in your hand, or, you know, in your AirPods or whatever, some other voices of how scholars, how other pastors, how just other people in the faith are understanding what you're reading. So I tend toward people who are like more writing commentaries and stuff like that in what I'm doing with sermons. But like in my own, just I'm reading the Bible to understand better and to, you know, have that in my mind for when I'm going about my day. I listen to a podcast that's called, oh my gosh, I just blanked on it. Pray As You Go. That's called Pray As You Go. That is, I think, done out of a Catholic community, but it goes through scripture and music and prayer, and it's a way to engage it that's very different than what I do whenever I'm preparing for like a sermon. So that's like where I'm coming into it. But there are devotions. There's N.T. Wright has a bunch of books if you want to get deep into one book. Do you have other recs?
I think the lectionary is a good place to start. If you haven't heard of the lectionary, you're not familiar. The lectionary guides how we choose our texts for worship on Sunday. And so it's like a prescribed way of reading, and it kind of gives you a place to start. And if you're looking at the weekly lectionary, you get Old Testament, New Testament, Psalm, and Gospel. So you get a little bit of everything around there. The Our Bible app is my favorite Bible app, and they have a lot of good devotions in there. And that's a really good group to support. Any others?
We're going to have a whole episode that I'm calling Who Do I Listen To? That we'll get into kind of like how to get a mix of different voices in your own discernment and interpretation and understanding scripture. But yeah, I think that's good. Those were good ones to start with. And if you're somebody that you're like, man, I, during Lent, have started trying to read the Bible more, and I feel just like I'm not getting that deeply into it, seriously consider doing it with other people. And if there's not, like, a small group that meets at a time when you can, like, just text a couple friends and be like, can we read, you know, the book of James together? Can we look through the Gospel of Luke that we've been doing at church and just kind of chat about it some? It's a way to broaden your community here, but also, like, I really believe that more often than not, God speaks to us through other people. And the most surprising revelations I've had and the most impactful ones have come from the voice of somebody else, not just from me kind of being secluded.
And the final thing I would say too is start small. If you're familiar with the acronym SMART goals, start small, give yourself, set yourself up for success. Don't say like, every day I'm going to sit down and read four chapters from Genesis through Revelation, because that's not going to be fun. And the Bible is fun, and it does have stories, and there are a lot of places to look. And like Bentley said, we're going to talk more about that later. But start small, give yourself something achievable, set yourself up for success.
Yeah, I don't have anything to add for that. I think we ended the last episode saying to have fun with these things. I think that our faith is meant to bring us abundant life, and that includes the way that we connect with God and find a way to engage with scripture that for you is not a miserable experience, but is a practice that you're able to grow in your faith while also having joy and being connected to other people. I think that that's, whenever you're going on that trajectory, you're on the right track. So thanks for being with us, and we'll catch you at the next podcast.